Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
Yes, my last name is Brown. My email address is Garnet Brown.
And you said it's Garnet?
Yeah, GARNETBROWN at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, hold for 1 second while I search for your account. Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address for me, please?
14021 Butternut Road, Burton, Ohio.
Okay, so I see that you have a gold active membership with us. What is it that you need help with today?
I can't get my password reset. When I try to reset my password, it tells me that my ID is not it's my email address is not the proper ID. It doesn't recognize it, so it won't let me reset my password.
Okay, I'll go ahead and try to reset it for you. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Yeah. It won't, and it just says that my password's not, or, you know, my email address.
Yes, ma'am. I have you on hold. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, and just a quick question. Can you tell me that current password that you had?
The current password, that's what I got when I found out there's a problem. I got online to log in, and I couldn't remember my password. I thought it was my daughter's name, which was Brandy. I think it might have been Brandy Wine, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, that's fine. Just one second, okay?
Hello?
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. I'm checking with your account with my supervisor. Just one second, okay?
Yes.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So, your account, we don't have, well, your account is actually not for us. It's showing National Team Circle, which is a different company.
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am, your account is showing National Quilting Circle. That is a different company for us. That's not a...
No, I had... I have a membership with them too online, but I have a membership with you because I got online and I saved free Crafty's quilt patterns in there and all kinds of things.
Okay. Let's see. One second while I check for you.
Okay. Because I've set it up a long, long time ago. I might have even set it up when I was working, and I might have even set it up with my was going to tell you with my school. At the time I set it up, I might have even set it up with my school email address and. But I get Crafty's emails all the time on my home email address, too. And it might be my ID might be my school email.
Okay, so do you know what email
even
is for
I'm
the Crafty account?
And don't have that email anymore.
You don't have that email?
No, but it would have been BE_Brown at lgca.org.
B underscore Brown?
Yeah.
And what was the domain?
lgca.org.
lgca.org. Hold for 1 second. Okay, so yeah, I checked under your name, and we don't see a Craftsy account. So what you would have to do is, only thing I can tell you to do so that we can get you back into your account is. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, you would have to email us proof of purchase. Can you email us your purchasing when you purchase those accounts? Well, I'm sorry, not the account, the videos.
Well, I didn't purchase videos. I purchased, I purchased quilt patterns and things.
Yes, ma'am, quilt patterns. Anything that you purchase, I would need you to send it to our email. Do you need our email? I can go ahead and give it to you.
No, but I don't have those. I mean, those were a long time ago, and I don't even have those. That, they come through and I downloaded them. And so it's been a long time ago.
Well, yes, ma'am. It's just we're unable to access the actual videos for you. So that's why I was saying the only way to actually access them is if you send us the proof of purchase to our email.
See, I didn't purchase video patterns. I purchased, downloaded the patterns that I printed out online and that way.
Right. So you said you downloaded them, correct?
Yeah. These were PBF files that come through, and I printed them out on my computer, and I'm not explaining this very well. They weren't videos.
Oh, no, you're okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get you transferred to a supervisor. Give me a second, okay?
Maybe I can I just go ahead and set up a file or reset up a membership?
You can if you would. Well, that's your option. You can if you would like.
All my stuff I've saved in the library is going to be gone.
Gotcha. See, that's what I was saying. If you just send us in proof of purchase, then we don't have to actually take those videos away from you.
But I can't. There's no way. I don't know how to show you that I've got proof of purchase.
Right. Okay, I got you. Just hold for 1 second. I'm going to send you to a supervisor, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred to my supervisor. Hold for 1 second, okay?
You know, I was a member of Craftsy long before, you know, and they said something. There was, I got an email or there was something on Craftsy about Craftsy was changing to Blueprint or something. And there was a whole big thing about that, but I didn't want to change the Blueprint, so I didn't do all that stuff. I just stayed with Craftsy and didn't do any of that. Maybe, I guess I'm, I don't know, maybe through all of that, I got lost in the shuffle.
Right, yes, ma'am, I understand. Just hold for 1 second. I'm going to get you transferred to a supervisor, okay?
Okay.